Consider the messages that showed Penn State officials long knew about complaints against Jerry Sandusky and the famous Bridgegate email that read, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." WHYY's Holly Otterbein reports that open government advocates are concerned that Philadelphia's email rules may lead to some important messages getting tossed out.
Philadelphia's city government deletes all emails older than 50 days, unless they're saved by individual workers. That means any number of emails will not be available if residents request them under Pennsylvania's open records statute, often called the Right to Know Law. Investigators would also probably have a hard time digging them up.
Storage costs money.
Shelley Smith is Philadelphia's city solicitor. She says 50 days is a reasonable amount of time to keep emails.
We don't have the infinite capacity or resources to store every single electronic communication that's generated in the city system. So just like with paper documents, we have a retention schedule for email as well.
Adam Marshall of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press says Philadelphia should hold on to records for a longer period of time so that journalists and members of the public can review them.
I don't think it's a good policy. I mean, 50 days is not a terribly long time. I mean, there may be a lot of reasons that members of the public would have legitimate reasons to make, you know, requests under the state's public record statute that they might not know about until 50 days have elapsed.
Marshall says keeping all emails does not need to be pricey. Officials in Pittsburgh say they actually saved money after expanding their email storage by moving onto a cloud platform, instead of keeping it all on servers. They say for now, they effectively can keep everything. Philadelphia, meanwhile, trains liaisons to help workers decide which emails they should save. That leaves it up to individual city employees to determine which emails will be available to request through the Right to Know Law in the future, and which will be sent to the electronic dustbin of history. Melissa Molesky is the media counsel with the Pennsylvania News Media Association.
That's a lot of discretion given to individual employees who have very little knowledge about the Right to Know Law and the intricacies of how that law has been interpreted.
City Solicitor Shelley Smith says she doesn't know of any incidents where an employee failed to save an email they should have kept.
I'm not aware of any concern that has arisen that people are randomly or indifferently or indiscriminately or recklessly discarding email that they need to do their business because it's there for their business use and they need it to do their business.
But if an employee did delete an email that should have been kept, Smith acknowledges the city would have no way to retrieve it. We asked the city's Inspector General, Amy Kurland, if Philadelphia's email rules have ever given her problems during investigations. Her answer, not yet. But she says, quote, it certainly could be an issue. I'm Holly Otterbein, WHYY News.